Good Monday night, everybody. And it's Forever Bluegrass Monday here on WUTC. And I'm just super thrilled tonight. We got Laura Walker, Eleanor Bright, and Ella Saunders with us tonight. Going to play some great tunes. And then we're going to talk about where all they're going to be picking and grinning this week. So I don't want to hesitate, y'all. Let's pick some songs.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Mighty fine. I love the energy. What about it, Richard? The dadgum Laura Walker's here. What do you think?
We don't need anybody else.
That's exactly
the energy
right.
Comes with Laura.
You need a comb. You lay your hair back down. I'm telling you, girls, that was mighty fine. That's mighty fine.
Thank you so much.
Well, you sound really good together.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Harmony is just incredible, no doubt. Incredible. And Ella, man, I can't say enough. Our little Ella Saunders with us. We just, man, we're so proud of her. And just jumping right on in there. I saw a picture on Facebook the other day with Ella. And she's down there playing with a band in Florida. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty
she's
awesome.
She's got bands everywhere she goes.
Pretty awesome. So we're going to let Miss Eleanor tune up. And I think we're going to do a lot of that tonight.
Well, I think we're also taking votes on what they should call themselves.
Yeah, we've been having discussions about that.
Well, you know my James.
He's made some useful suggestions.
James had one too, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's we've considered Chattanooga Mountain Girls, but or maybe Chattanooga Mountain Trio, and I think maybe that's maybe long and awkward. I don't know. And then it also got
you need something a bit sexier than that.
Chattamountain. But then that's just not, it's like, and then, of course, Richard's suggestion was he was looking at our set list and saw a particular song and said, hey, there's this band name. And so.
Say, darling, say.
Say, darling, say. Say.
Well, now that's pretty good.
Well, sing, darling, sing.
There you go. Well, I don't know. That's a good idea, though.
Let's get Eleanor to sing a Darling Corey for you. Yeah. How about that?
You got time to like a little swatter there.
All right.
So we're still thinking about this one, huh?
Yeah, we're still thinking about that.
Okay. We're taking Collins.
Like a lot of our songs are about drinking and trouble, which is closely associated with drinking. So that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Is it, a reflection of anything?
Days gone by.
Completely out of character, I'd say.
For me?
Yes, yes. For Ella, maybe. And Eleanor. She's, I don't know, though. She did go off to college there for a little while. She's not talking, but I'm talking, and I'm talking about this great music. And if you want to see Miss Laura Walker and Miss Eleanor Bride and Miss Ella Saunders, you can see them live and up close and personal this coming Thursday night. We're going to go over to the Whole Food Market right there on Manufacturers Boulevard about 6:30 to 8:30. Of course, we're there every second and third Thursday of the month. But if you don't care to come on and be with us, we're going to have a great time. We go upstairs after shopping downstairs and get you something good to eat, something good to drink, and come up and listen to the most beautiful voices in Chattanooga. And I can prove that right now. I think they're ready to sing us another tune.
Yeah. And please come out. Whole Foods is the coolest place for music. I think it really is. It's the coolest place for music. It's so easy to drop in there, pick up a little something for the kitchen now while you're there, and maybe one of them good cookies that they've got.
You know?
They've got some really good cookies there. Yeah. And go upstairs and get you some music and something good to drink, and your friends will be there.
That's right.
On you.
And you're up there. You know, I feel like we're on a great big, wonderful, giant stage,
yeah,
you know, because
cool.
It's really, and the acoustics are really
yeah.
great, too.
I always sing a song while I'm there for everybody in the produce department.
That's right.
Send some personal things out.
That's exactly right. And it's absolutely free, no cover charge.
That's
so,
right. That's
so y'all
right.
come and be with us. And, of course, that's every second and third Thursday there at Whole Food on Manufacturers Boulevard, 6:30 to 8:30. All right, girls.
Let's do them a little Doc Watson tune, y'all too.
Nice.
Yeah, sounds
my love. yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And that I think might have been dedicated to you, Richard. I'm not sure if you picked up on that or not.
It absolutely was. Richard says all the right things.
He sure does. And he says them in such a wonderful accent, you know. Everybody loves your accent, Richard. It's incredible. We appreciate it. We appreciate WUTC for loving bluegrass music. And, of course, we're here every Monday night with Forever Bluegrass Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And this week, we've got all kinds of fun things going on. As I mentioned earlier, on Thursday, we're going to be at the Whole Food Market, 6:30 to 8:30.
Woo woo!
Yeah, with Laura and Eleanor and Ella over there. And then, of course, we're traveling over to the Feet Company Table and Tavern, and that's every Thursday, 7 to 10, with a different bluegrass band. And this particular week, we're going to have the band Southwind. And then on Saturday, we're going to go over to Fiddlers Anonymous and going to enjoy the Joe Jam. And Carl Towns wants to make sure everyone doesn't confuse that with Toe Jam. And so that is the Joe Jam. In honor of his dad, Joe, and they have a really big time. Several bands lined up, lots of jamming, and of course, there's jamming there every Sunday. So be sure and support Fiddlers Anonymous and all these wonderful places that love bluegrass music, and especially WUTC. Folks all the time telling me about how they love our Monday night show now. We're here over a year. Wow.
Wow.
Time flies when we're having fun. Yeah. So, girls, you tuned up, ready for another one there, Miss Eleanor?
Yeah, we'll do a little Angelina Baker.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's see. You want to kick it?
Sure.
Go for it.
Thank you.
time for a little air. I think it's getting a little stuffy in here. I think it's because I'm getting so excited and all the dancing that we do.
Is that right, Cindy?
Yeah, that's it.
Good music.
It is great music, and I'm so thankful that you young folks have chosen to embrace this kind of music. I mean, it's just, you're such a natural at it, both of you, Eleanor. I'm talking to Eleanor Bride and Miss Ella Saunders. And, of course, Eleanor's the granddaughter of our wonderful bluegrass hero, Mr. Fletcher Bride.
And, yay!
Yay! And we're just delighted that she's carrying on the tradition of music. And we're very thankful that the Fletcher Bride Company also continues to support not only the Three Sisters Festival, but the upcoming 30th, 30 years in the making.
Wow.
Yeah, 30 years. We're coming up on the Botts Carpenia Memorial Bluegrass Festival. That's going to be April 31st, May 1 and 2 this year. Y'all are not going to believe the lineup I have. It is,
oh my goodness.
It's mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing to me because I'm really bad about getting excited, and I just have a hard time to say no because I love everybody. And when I actually put it down to pencil and paper the other day, I have way too many bands. I just,
wow.
I cannot believe.
An extra day.
I'm just going to have another day or two. In fact, because I was just really surprised at myself.
Can you tell us about any of the bands that are going to be
well,
there?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I can. I believe you guys are going to be there. And that,
well, all right. There
that's,
you go.
That's all that matters,
yay!
Right? But I've been in touch with Monroe Crossing, and they're going to be with us.
Oh, how cool.
Love that Monroe Crossing. And the Edgar Laddermilk and Jeff Autry are going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Both that'd days. Nice. He's like, you know, if I come Friday, we'll camp out. And you know how much nice. They love to jam all night long. And then I messed around, got that old band Sideline coming.
Oh,
and and then when old Landon Fitzpatrick joined up for Ralph too, well, heck fire, had to get Ralph too.
Oh,
you know.
And of course, you know, Third Time Out and the Crow Brothers. And
oh, that's going to be a big
that's
lineup.
Just naming a few. Yeah, I was very surprised.
Wow. And, show of hands to everybody that's been to all 30 festivals.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to all 30 festivals. You're not 30 years old.
Yeah, but she's been to every one of them.
She's been to every one of them.
Actually, she might have been conceived there, you know. Their her folks got married.
Right there at the
right
festival.
Right there at the
that's
festival.
Right.
Or celebrated there when they got married. When Owen Saunders was playing with the James King Band. I think Ella just turned a little red. Sorry, girl. She knows, though. She knew what she was getting into, and she decided to hang out with me and Laura Walker.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, of course, this is Cindy Pinion and Richard Winham, and we're here on Forever Bluegrass Mondays, and tonight we're visiting with Miss Ella Saunders and Miss Eleanor Bright and Laura Walker, and they're going to be playing Thursday night at the Ho Food Market about 6:30, so y'all be sure and mark your calendars and come on out so you can get a little bit of this great music smeared on you. What about it, girls? You got some more for me?
Mm-hmm. We do. This is a song that the Biscuit Burners made popular.
Like you danced long ago, dear. dance long ago, dear, with me.
Girls, that harmony. That is beautiful.
Thank you so much, Cindy. We have an awful lot of fun singing together. I would just like to proudly say that Eleanor was my very first vocal student.
Nice.
Truth. I'm mighty proud. Yeah.
And that was one of the first songs we worked on together.
Absolutely was. Yeah. Yep. She introduced me to that group. That's one of the good things about teaching is your students bring you new material that you've not experienced. So
some people could say that I was your first teacher.
Absolutely. So. Without hesitation. I learned a lot with you.
That's right.
You're welcome, Laura. You're welcome.
You did certainly Likewise. Teach her. You taught her, Eleanor, how to not be so shy until she met you. Laura was
I brought her out of her shell.
You sure,
I sure did. I said, Laura, you got a light. You got to let it shine.
Yeah.
Too cool.
I'm working on that a little bit.
Too cool.
All right.
You want to do another?
We're going to do another song? Okay, let's see here. Let's do we're going to stay in D.
Yeah.
So let's do that one.
Let's do Red Mountain Wine.
Yeah.
All right.
Another song about drinking.
Yeah.
I don't know how we do this.
We have a theme going here.
We do.
All right, I'll kick it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
A few folks might know what that means. You know what that means there, Richard?
No, I'm innocent of all of these references.
I somehow don't believe that, but okay, we're going to go with it. And while we're going and talking about doing things, I want to remind you, in addition to going to Whole Food this Thursday, we're going to be at the Feed Company Table and Tavern right there, 7 to 9 p.m. is we're there every Thursday night. And, you know, their chef just beat this guy out on TV on this great big Food Network challenge the other day. I was so proud to say Tom Bray, his specialty apparently is Eggs Benedict. And old Charlie Loomis went up there and beat him at his own dish. We were just...
Bobby Flay.
Okay, well,
Bobby Flay. Yes.
Yeah, take that, Bobby Flay. We're from the South, and we got some good food.
We'll keep Charlie.
We'll keep Charlie. Not only does the feed company have the best food in the South, they also have bluegrass there every Thursday night. And then the really another great place to go and eat and have some great bluegrass entertainment is down at Pigeon Mountain Grill. And, of course, we're there the last Saturday of each month. This Saturday, we're going to be there on the 25th. And we got Trevor Holder and Jim Pankey going to be entertaining for us. And as soon as we leave there, we're going to jump in the car, drive over that mountain to Fort Payne, Alabama, to hear Bent Creek. And then they're going to open up for Third Time Out, one of my favorite bands. And that's an awesome venue over there. And then the month's not even close to being done, Richard. We're going to go to Wanderlinger Brewing Company on the 31st. That's the last Friday of each month. We're going to start there with bluegrass again on the last Friday of each month. So, y'all, mark your calendars, or you can go to foreverbluegrass.com and get all your local bluegrass news, or give us a call. And we'd love to see your faces out there. And, of course, in order to keep this music going, you've got to get out there and support it. So, so we'll be seeing you at all these places, I'm hoping, there, Richard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about it, girls? You ready for another tune?
Well, I will tell you that as a musician, there is nothing like being up on stage and doing your thing and looking out there and seeing your friends. And it just makes you feel like you're in somebody's living room, sitting there. And it's a lot of fun. And you get to connect with your audience. And it makes it a whole lot, on my part, being the performer, it makes the night. To have that audience out there. Because, you know, it ain't no fun to perform if there ain't nobody listening.
That's right. Got lots of listeners out there today. And thank you guys for tuning in to WUTC 88.1. We're here every Monday, 7 to 8. You ready, girls?
If the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and I'd never come up. I'd never come up again. My father was a Christian man, as sober as could be. But I had a taste for whiskey before I was 16. I'd never come up again. And it's don't you have a dime or a nickel. You can spare a man down on his love. When did I empty that bottle? How can I get another one? Oh, I like gin and brandy. Sweet wine is my friend. My death in the end, it'll be my death in the end. Oh, won't you help me, Jesus? I just need one more drink. If you help me get this one, it won't touch my lips again. It won't touch my lips again. And it's don't you have a dime or a nickel. You can spare a man down on his love. And it's when did I end?
That was kind of haunting.
Yeah, it is kind of spooky sounding.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
So where do you find all these songs?
It's fun to do all these different. Most of these are old songs for the most part. Mm-hmm. Older songs that, you know, we're breathing some life into them.
There you go.
We're glad of that.
I'm really enjoying getting to do some new material with these girls.
So, Ella, when are you going to be back at the Mountain Opry? I see you playing up there.
I think we will be back this week.
This coming Friday night.
Yep.
All right. Of course, that's the Mountain Opry up there on Signal Mountain. You can go up there every Friday night for many, many, many years. We appreciate Ken Holloway for sticking to his guns. And so Ella Saunders is visiting with us tonight, playing with Miss Laura and Eleanor. Tell us who else is going to be playing with you at the Mountain Opry on Saturday night.
Usually my dad and my brother.
That's Owen Saunders.
And Eb Saunders play with me. And then a few other people that hang around the Opry. And my Signal Mountain Bluegrass Club joins
Yay!
Me.
Yeah, tell us a little about your little club.
So at Signal Mountain High School, I started a bluegrass club for teenagers that may play instruments that can be involved in bluegrass music.
So Yay, Ella!
I recruited some members of the orchestra and some friends of mine that play guitar. It's a good little club now.
Cool. And so
awesome.
You're going to play with them and then in addition with your dad on Friday night? Nice. Okay, you heard that, folks. This coming Friday night.
This is the beginning of a long and luxurious career for Miss Ella Saunders.
Yes, and Eb, too. You know, it's handed down. It's in their genes. They can't help it. Ella comes from a wonderful musical family, and of course, we're talking about Owen Saunders, and her mom sings and picks a little bit, too. She doesn't want everybody to know. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, she comes from this musical family, and it's so awesome to watch her blossom, and of course, you can do that this coming Friday night at the Signal Mountain Opry right up there on Signal Mountain, so... Okay, we are talking a little bit, trying to get things tuned up because they tune because they care, and I believe they're all tuned up, ready for another song.
Yeah, Ella, you want to kick off a little old Joe Clark
I wrote a verse there that I...
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Not quite sure what I was singing about there on that next verse, but I just said words and it all came together in rhythm, so you can't argue too much with that.
Well, you know, Eleanor, I try to explain this to musicians. The most of us are not musicians, and we really don't notice those kind of things like that. We're so enamored with this awesome talent and the sound that... you know, we don't even know when y'all mess up or anything. So just go with it, and you'll be surprised that
and
nobody
knows.
On the radio,
you don't have to have a poker face. We can't give anything away with our faces, so
we can just do whatever here. We can just put your shirt back on, Laura. No, I'm joking. It's getting a little warm. It's getting a little warm. It's getting a little warm.
Yep, right.
I'm going to tune up into
it. Eleanor's going to retune again, and we're going to do another little instrumental for you. But she's got to retune first, so we can talk about my book.
You're not really writing a book, Laura.
No, I'm not writing a book. I can't write a book. I couldn't write a book because even if I change the names, everybody know who I was talking about.
That's right.
Oh, that's no fun.
You'd get a couple of us in trouble, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Cindy and I have made a pact that we can't write the book until the other one dies.
That's right. She got me a thing one time that even said, we'll be friends forever because you know too much on me.
You know too much about me.
And I do. Of course, I'm visiting here with Miss Laura Walker. She's for many years sang with the Dismembered Tennesseans, and of course now with the new Dismembered Tennesseans, as well as some other bands.
Eleanor's also with the new Dismembered Tennesseans,
nice,
by the way.
Nice, nice. Well, we're excited. They're going to be one of the many bands coming up, the 30th Annual Boxcar Pinion Memorial Bluegrass Festival, April 31st. May 1st and 2nd. I'll get it
April
all right.
April 30th.
30th.
Right.
30th. I'll get it all right in a minute, but it doesn't matter.
Last day in April and then first two in May.
That's right. It's always the first Saturday in May, and sometimes we get that last day of April thrown in there.
Well, what's confusing you, I think, is that you were talking about maybe having to have more days because you don't have enough space.
See, they're not.
So we've invented a day.
I invented a day in April.
April 31st, yeah.
I'm pretty talented.
All right, girls, how about another whiskey tune? Little whiskey before breakfast.
All right. One.
Preserve us and protect us, because we've been drinking whiskey for breakfast.
There you go.
That's a great, fun song. Great, fun song. Well, we're going to check the time here in just a minute. We have about 10 minutes left, Miss Laura Lou, so we can study on that. In the meantime, while they're trying to figure out what other songs they want to do, I'm going to tell you that this week We're going to go to the Whole Food Market right there this coming Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. We're going to be joined there by Miss Ella Saunders, Eleanor Bright, and Miss Laura Walker. We're going to be upstairs picking and grinning. You can hear and see these lovely ladies this coming Thursday. Of course, we're there every second and third Thursday of the month. And, of course, every Thursday we're at the Feed Company, Table and Tavern. And that new time for the winter hours are 7 into 9. And got Southwind coming up this week and the last Saturday of the month. We're at the Pigeon Mountain Grill, 5 until 7, and then we head over to Fort Payne, Alabama, to hear Third Time Out. And then please, folks, mark your calendars. We're starting back at the Wanderlinger Brewing Company there on the last Friday night of every month now. And it's just an awesome venue, a great place for bluegrass. It's a really family-friendly. Dogs, you can bring your dogs. You can bring your neighbor's dogs. It's a wonderful place and just really open space and a nice venue for bluegrass music. And I remind you, anytime you get the opportunity to go out there and support this music, do so. It's a wonderful feeling. It gives you the great escape from this old rotten world. It's a great thing. So,
you know, I think you're going to have a good crowd this Thursday, Cindy. You know why? Because we're going to have a couple of rainy days, and people are going to be all bound in, not be able to get out. And Thursday, it's going to be beautiful. And everybody, y'all are all going to wake up with bluegrass on the brain.
That's right. You're going to want to go get that itch scratched. And you can do that at Whole Foods, and you can go to Feed Company. That's right, girls and boys. The Feed Company Table and Tavern, of course, all sponsored by Forever Bluegrass. ForeverBluegrass.com. You can get all your bluegrass news. And we have more news. Not to put any pressure on you girls, but do you know that we are broadcasting live now all over the world? We can say hi to Nana. We can say hi to John Carroll.
Hi, Nana. Hi, Hiroki.
Yeah, right over there in Japan. So be sure and tell everybody on Monday nights you can be listening on the internet as well as on your radio dial.
There you go. So, I got a lot of people that are going to be listening tonight. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah. Well, do you have any more songs?
I'll start.
You got that. Mark that down.
Okay. I just went blank. All I could think of was the other one.
You're going to edit that out, right?
Okay. Tell me when you're ready. Go. One, two, three, and... Oh, the gypsy David came riding along, singing so loud and gaily. With his old guitar and a lusty song, he charmed the heart of a lady, a heart of a pretty little lady. How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my lady? Come next week, I'll be 16 with a husband and a baby, a man and a pretty little baby. Made me lady, and yes, I'll leave them all behind and go with a gypsy Davy for the likes of a gypsy Davy. When the gold and the rings and the furs were gone, oh, Davy did not tarry. You're not a gypsy girl. You I cannot marry. You I cannot marry. As a beggar now, she's dressed in rags. In her heart, she's still a lady. Tonight she'll cry herself to sleep, thinking about her baby. Love a gypsy Davy. No, we have to retune.
Oh, you have to retune. Well, I think you're either going to have to retune or something, because I think we have time for it. What, we have time for another one, Richard? I'm not
sure.
Oh,
yeah, we've got plenty of time.
We have plenty of time, girls and boys. And, of course, I'm visiting with Miss Laura Walker, Eleanor Bride, and Nella Saunders right here on WUTC 88.1 here every Monday night, 7 to 8. And just tickled to death to have these girls here. You can see them up close and personal if Laura doesn't bust her guitar there.
Keep running into this table.
Up close and personal this coming Thursday night at the Whole Food Market about 6:30 to 8:30. We're there every second and third Thursday. Just delighted that Whole Food Market's loving bluegrass music. We've actually been there longer than we've been at the feed company, about 5 years. So just appreciate their support. They support a lot of local things. So we're lucky to have Whole Foods. And I think the girls may be tuned up, ready for another one.
Yes, we are. Eleanor is going to treat us with Cluck Old Hen.
All right. I've got it. Here we go. Cluck Old Hen. One more tune. They're going to have to dig deep, I think. What about it, girls? I'm saying girls. I'm speaking about Laura Walker, Eleanor Bright, and Miss Ella Saunders, y'all. Don't forget, we're here every Monday night. We're going to take it on out with this last tune. See you next week. Oh, before that, I'll see you Thursday at Whole Foods.
We'll see you Thursday at Whole Foods. Come on out there. We'll be waiting with big old smiles on our face and banjo notes ringing off the walls.
That's right. And it'll be in tune by then.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
If Luz could kill.
All right, a little 9-pound hammer to take us out in the key of G. Here we go.
It's been awesome. Richard, I'll see you next week.
You will, and it's been heaps of fun.
It's been heaps of fun. We're going to have Tom Morley and Stringer's Ridge with us next week, so y'all be sure and tune in 7 to 8 right here on WUTC 88.1 on Forever Bluegrass Monday nights.
Get your bluegrass on!